Here's the 30-second lesson on what legends know. Never practice nunchucks in a crowded room. Never eat chole before a road trip. Always take your shirt off before you iron it. Don't take a call near a swimming pool. And don't forget, saving is not investing. Legends don't just save, they invest in mutual funds. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
We are now heading for the second phase of this very intense seven-phase election. And the battle is really on. The battle is on. The Congress party came up with its manifesto. BJP did too. BJP responded to it. The Prime Minister himself responded to it, basically insinuating that Congress party will collect whatever it sees as surplus wealth from everybody and distribute it to its favored ones, particularly, as he said in Banswara, to Muslims. Now, that became a big controversy and talking point with charges and counter charges. At the same time, Sam Pitroda, who is an advisor to the Gandhi family, used to be an advisor to Rajiv Gandhi, claims credit for having brought computers to India and for the telecom revolution in India. He talked about inheritance tax because the context must have been how will the Congress raise resources for all its promises, all the welfare programs that it has announced. So he said that inheritance tax is an interesting idea, I'm quoting him, and he gave an example of what he thought was the inheritance tax system in America. So we are building this episode of Cut the Clutter around these two, because these two are interconnected, because Prime Minister again picked up the thread on this today in his in his speeches. In fact, he said he borrowed that line from Life Insurance Corporation of India commercial on TV channels and on radio. Zindagi ke saath bhi, zindagi ke baad bhi. So he said Congress party aapko lootegi, loot zindagi ke saath bhi, zindagi ke baad bhi. That is, they loot you while you are alive, in your life, and also after your death, which was a reference to the inheritance tax idea. Now, we will construct this episode of Cut the Clutter around this thickening of the plot in this election campaign. However, before I get there, let me remind you, first of all, I think, this is opinion, I think inheritance tax is a very bad idea. And when these bad ideas are mentioned again and again, I sometimes worry if, once again, this will prove my dark beliefs right, which is that you cannot stop a bad idea whose time has come. So I hope it is not a bad idea whose time has come. It's a very bad idea. And I will tell you in just a bit of what had happened to inheritance tax in the past and why it was withdrawn. While we think that inheritance tax is a very bad idea, but leaving a legacy, building and leaving a legacy is actually a fantastic idea. And you know what? You can all be party to that. How do you do that? By supporting an institution like the print. The print is now growing. It needs your support. I keep reminding you, please take a paid subscription. And if you've done so already, please renew it. Please do take a top up. Because what you're doing with your contributions is building a legacy. And this legacy, we hope, will last. So no inheritance tax involved here. You can build a legacy without paying any such ugly taxes. That said, let's look at the larger picture. So one part of the picture is the Prime Minister saying in Banswara basically implying that Indian families value gold, also said that women in our families also bury their gold, their wealth in bajre ki bori. For example, in canisters and sacks in which they may be storing food grain. That's a common practice in rural India, small town India. Congress party is talking about an x-ray. They will x-ray all of it. They will find out all the wealth, including your personal jewelry that you've kept, even in your food grain, sacks and food grain cans, or hidden in your vaults. They'll take it out and whatever they think is excess. Suppose you have two homes. You have one home in your village, another home you've built for your children, say in Jaipur or someplace, right? A small flat. They will take one of those and give these away to their favored ones. And he said clearly, these would be Muslims. And then subsequently, he also harked back on that famous or infamous, let me say controversial statement by Dr. Manmohan Singh in 2006. It's a complex statement and you can see it on your screen, the full statement. Basically, it depends on where you start reading that statement. If you read that statement in full, it will be quite evident that he's saying that scheduled castes, tribes, poorer sections, minorities, he does say especially the Muslims at one point, they have the first right to India's resources. So he hasn't said that only Muslims have the first right to India's resources. However, the Prime Minister used that, although in folklore, particularly in the political discourse on the side of those opposed to the Congress, this has been the line that has got ossified since 2006. And that's also because the PTI at that point wrote a story in which the headline was that Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh says that Muslims will have the first right to India's resources. And I don't know if the Congress party tried to correct this or not, or maybe it suited them at that point of time and they did not connect it. I don't know for sure. But that is how that impression has remained. However, it's important to read the full passage that Dr. Manmohan Singh spoke. Then after that, it's a question of Jinki Rahi Bhavna Jaisi, Prabhu Murat Dekhi Tin Taisi. Or to make a really loose and bad translation, as a person imagines God, God looks like that. So you can see the statement and draw whatever conclusions. However, if you see the statement in full, I would read this as Dr. Manmohan saying that all of these categories of people who are backward and who are downtrodden, he does include all minorities there, especially the Muslims, he says, they have the first right on India's resources. However, the Prime Minister has taken one leaf out of the statement and said that since this has always been the Congress's idea, that is to take the country's resources, and in this case, he's saying it's not just the state's resources or the exchequer, but resources from all the citizens of India. Now, where does this come from? If you look at the manifesto of the Congress party, which I have read closely with the help of our political editor, D.K. Singh, and in fact, we had a full episode of Cut the Clutter on the Congress manifesto, in which I had said that somehow counterintuitively, this Congress manifesto actually looks like the Congress is moving closer to the center from the left. On a rereading of the manifesto, I still do not see any reason to revise that opinion. This Congress manifesto still shows a movement from the left, far left, to the center. It has a lot of welfarist, left-oriented language, but Congress party's politics has been much more left than that. The word gold, in fact, again, my colleague TCA Sharad Raghavan, our economics editor, in fact, his search for it, the word gold does not feature in the Congress manifesto. The only time something like this features is when it talks about golden opportunity. So it's not quite gold. However, what is it that muddied the waters? At the time of the release of the manifesto, Rahul Gandhi on April 6 in Hyderabad, at the time of the release of the manifesto, made about a 35-40 minute speech. In that speech, and I will share a link of the speech with you, at around minute 31:55, he actually repeats something that he's been saying for some time, that if they come to power, they will conduct an X-ray of the entire country. X-ray by X-ray, he means that this is a scan and a survey of the entire country, of the state of the scheduled castes, scheduled tribes, other backward castes, the poorer sections among general caste categories, minorities, etc. And also looking at what is it that they are getting from national resources, jobs, their positions also in the media, private sector, etc., etc. He's been saying that. So he repeats some of that. And then he goes on to say, ki desh ka x-ray kiya jayega, jisse doodh ka doodh, pani ka pani ho jayega, which is a metaphor familiar to Hindi speakers, but what that means is that all the reality will then be bared before you. And he says, then we will carry out a financial and institutional survey of all of the country. This is not in the manifesto, but on the same day, Rahul Gandhi has said it.
We'll also hold a financial and institutional survey, which will also show where the wealth of India lies.
Watch this video on Rahul Gandhi's own YouTube page, or Congress Party's YouTube pages. These few words where he talks about the wealth, those words somehow come across as mute. It's as if either there was a mic malfunction exactly at that moment, or for some reason those two or three words are not there. However, his interpreter, who's speaking in Telugu, clearly mentions that this institutional and financial survey will show where India's wealth lies. So what we have done is, we've got our colleague in Hyderabad, our correspondent there, Prasad Nichanametla. He's heard, he's watched the video, also heard the simultaneous Telugu translation. And the Telugu translator is confirming that Rahul Gandhi is saying that this will show where India's wealth is lying. Then he says, Rahul Gandhi says, that after this, we will unleash a revolutionary program. A revolutionary program, which is again translated by that much, I can also figure out, because a lot of the Sanskrit words are used in our southern languages also. What Rahul Gandhi calls a Krantikari program, a Karikram, or revolutionary Karikram. The interpreter, the Telugu interpreter, calls it Viplavvadi. It's the same as Krantikari program, to make sure that all these categories of people have an equitable share of, he doesn't say this wealth, but equitable share of opportunities, resources, etc. in the country. And this is what the Prime Minister is focused on. So the two things have got mixed up. One, manifesto, which is a printed document and we can check it. The second is the speech by Rahul Gandhi and the reference
to a financial and institutional survey, which would bear where does the wealth of India lie, and then this will be followed by a Krantikari, revolutionary, Viplavvadi, if you prefer to call it that, program. And that is the source of this larger controversy. And the catchword that the Prime Minister has caught on to is X-ray, that he will come, Rahul Gandhi and his Congress will come, they'll X-ray your house. Now he's taking it forward, his argument. They will even find your Mangal Sutras, and if they think you have too much wealth, they will take it away and distribute to their favored ones. That's one. Now, while this was going on, the campaign had got really heated. As if this was not enough, spoke Sam Pitroda. Now, Sam Pitroda talked about an inheritance tax. Factually incorrect. He said in America, there is 55% inheritance tax. So for any wealth that anybody leaves for their next generation, 55%, his word, is grabbed by the state, is grabbed by the government. And he said, isn't this an interesting idea? It's worth debating. So what happens now? It gives further fuel. While the Congress Party is busy countering the Prime Minister's campaign, insinuating that the Congress Party is going to hit the people of India with confiscatory and redistributive policies, redistributive also in a selective manner, so a lion's share of it goes to the Muslims, because that is what the Congress Party's vote bank politics demands. In this, waded in Sam Pitroda as well. And that is why the Prime Minister now got a chance of saying that Congress Party wants to loot you. They've always looted you. Zindagi ke saath bhi, zindagi ke baad bhi. Now, Congress Party has responded to this. You will see these tweets running on your screen from Jairam Ramesh, who says that, look, inheritance tax is never our idea. In fact, our government, it was, that is Rajiv Gandhi's government in 1985, when VP Singh was finance minister, that buried, that killed the inheritance tax. Inheritance tax had been brought in by Jawaharlal Nehru in 1954-55. I shall tell you a little bit more about that as we go along. But in 1985, in the budget, this was repealed and this was buried. And while doing so, VP Singh has said that the cost of collecting this money is much more than the money we collect. In 1985, all of the money that government had collected for inheritance tax on account of inheritance tax was 20 crores. Even today, if you apply inflation all these years, that is 15 plus 24, 39 years, it will be just 280 crores. That is all of the tax that government of India collected from this ugly system of taxation. Ugly because it led to a lot of tax avoidance, and it was one of the contributors to the creation of black economy. That's why the Congress Party is now saying that, look, we are the ones who repealed the inheritance tax. On the other hand, it's the BJP leaders who have at various points of time talked about inheritance tax. So there are references to a speech made at a philanthropy conference. In fact, the Forbes Philanthropy Awards 2013, a speech made by Jayant Sinha, who was then heading Omidyar Network in India, a philanthropic network in India, where he said that an inheritance tax of 50-55% will be a good idea because, one, it will level the playing field between new entrepreneurs and dynastic entrepreneurs because they get a head start because of inherited wealth. And second, this will also persuade more Indian business people, more Indian dynastic businesses to start contributing to philanthropy. He repeated this idea apparently even later, and once again you see Jairam Ramesh's tweets where he says that this idea came up from him. This is also something that Arun Jaitley referred to in his speech at All India Institute of Medical Sciences on 25th of December 2018, when he said that he used to keep wondering how come America's or foreign universities and research institutions are so rich. And then he figured they are so well endowed, they have so much money. Because of inheritance tax there, a lot of the entrepreneurs do philanthropic planning. Instead of letting the government take their wealth away as taxes after they go, they give it away to charity or they give it away to institution building. That's the other one. The fact also is that inheritance tax is a bad idea which has been discussed at various points of time. BJP at the same time is showing the mirror to the Congress as well. So 2011, at a planning commission meeting in April, I think 21st of April 2011, P. Chidambaram, who was then Home Minister of India, Pranab Mukherjee was Finance Minister at that time, so he wasn't Finance Minister. But at a planning commission meeting, he said that, look, we should not underestimate our ability to raise taxes. We can tax luxury goods a bit more, and certainly we can also think of inheritance tax. So this is an idea which both sides have discussed at various points of time. It's also true that the idea was brought in for the first time by the Congress party. The estate duty bill was passed in 1953. C.D. Deshmukh was the finance minister of India. You want to read more details, read a story by Sharad Raghavan, of which I'll share a link with you. You can check that out. And he said, while introducing this, he said there is a twin idea. One is equitable distribution of wealth, and second, devolution of more resources, more tax collections to the state. So I will quote from his speech in Parliament. He said, and I quote, the social justification. He's telling you there are two justifications, social and economic. So first he says, the social justification for the measure is that it is one of the positive steps that could be taken in the direction of reducing the existing inequalities in distribution of wealth and the arriving at a more acceptable social order by correcting a certain amount of maldistribution. That was the time. That was the era of better distribution, redistribution, what was called equal redistribution of wealth, equal distribution of wealth, which I have always maintained was equal distribution of poverty, because that is what it led to. Second, he says, giving economic justification, he says, the economic justification is that it would go some way towards assisting the states in the financing of development schemes. Neither happened. Na khuda hi mila, na misale sanam, na idhar ke rahe, na udhar ke rahe. So I'll tell you what happened. In the first year, he had budgeted that he will get 4 crores as revenues. What did he get? The first budget, 1954-55, he had budgeted that he will get 4 crores as revenues, as estate taxes. What did he get? 1.26 crores. What is 1.26 crores in today's values? You can multiply it by 119, because 1 lakh in that year was 1 crore 19 lakhs right now. Once again, you want to see what was the taxation. If your wealth was more than 1 lakh at that point, 7.5% was the tax, inheritance tax, that was to be paid by your successor. Then progressively the tax went up. If the wealth being inherited was more than 20 lakhs, then the tax rate would go to 40%. What was 20 lakhs in 1954-55 would be today 238 crores. So if your estate, the estate anybody was leaving behind was more than that, the tax was 40%. Over time, however, this tax rate went up to 85%. Who that benefited, I don't know, because all it did was lead to a black economy. At the same time, no tax came to the government, and I am sure it made the tax department, it created a system of arbitrage in our politics and the tax department. However, you know what happens with socialist states, or in fact, any states in general, any governments in general, but particularly socialist-oriented states, if you find that you've dug yourself into a hole, what do? You start digging even more. So when they discovered that this estate tax was not achieving any of the two objectives, that is bringing in equitable distribution or create or generating more revenues, they said, oh, one of the methods people use is that they give their wealth to their family instead of waiting for them to inherit it. So let us start taxing gifts also. And that's why in 1958, when Nehru himself was finance minister, he brought in the gift tax. And again, there is a passage from Nehru's speech, which is quoted in Sharad's story, which I am reading out to you. And quoting from Nehru's speech, the transfer of properties through gifts to one's near relations or associates is one of the commonest forms of avoidance of not just estate duty, but also income tax, wealth tax, and even expenditure tax. And then he goes on to say, the only way to effectively checking this practice is to levy tax on gifts. Now that also happened. So one bad idea was followed by another bad idea. None of these led to anything. What happened in the course of time? Estate tax was abolished by a Congress government, Rajiv Gandhi's government, Nehru's grandson, in 1985. V.P. Singh was the finance minister. And gift tax in 1998, in the first budget of the Vajpayee government, Yashwant Sinha as finance minister, he repealed it. So we can see so many bad ideas had come in our system, and politicians, leaders from both sides of the fence, smart leaders from both sides of the fence, took turns to bury these bad taxations. That is estate tax, gift tax, and wealth tax. And the wealth tax, finally, or whatever was left of it, was repealed by Arun Jaitley as the BJP finance minister in 2016. In place of it, he just added one neat surcharge to be put on income above a certain level, above an income threshold. So this is a story of some really bad retrograde taxes in the name of equity and socialism, which had been brought into the Indian system, which proved to be disastrous and counterproductive, which were withdrawn. And I'm really disappointed and surprised, and also I must say a little bit worried, that this has again come back. One of these, the worst of these, has again come back in our discourse. You know what? Normally, given my own dark sense of inevitability, I would have said, I would have really been petrified, thinking that since I keep saying nobody can stop a bad idea whose time has come, this is a bad idea, inheritance tax whose time has come. On the other hand, what has happened now is, because it has got caught in this campaign rhetoric between the BJP and the Congress, each blaming the other and each saying what a bad idea it is, that happily, this looks like this idea of inheritance tax has become a casualty of this election campaign. So if this is a collateral damage, this is a wonderful thing. And at least for that, we have to say thank you, Sam Pitroda.